and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Seven-2 Raptors, bottom of the eighth inning from MCCU Field. J.C. Dermody returns to the hill for his second inning of relief work here tonight. 7 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 2 runs on 6 errors, 6 hits, I should say, 5 errors for Battle Creek. First pitch in the lefty-on-lefty battle between Dermody and Alex Fernandez misses outside. 4-1. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor returning to you here on WFHR. The Rats looking to win their second game here on their Michigan trip. 1-0 pitch to Fernandez, missing away. 2 balls, no strikes to the count. Now on the leadoff hitter in this Battle Creek order.
Saw J.C. Dermody struggle with command late in that seventh inning. He walked 2 straight on 8 pitches, but he did bear down and induce an inning-ending flyout. Let's see if he can do what he did in the seventh and get quick outs to start out the frame here against the top of the lineup.
2-0, Fernandez showing bunt, pulls back as this one misses low and outside. Quickly, a 3-ball count worked for Fernandez, looking to reach for the second time today. He's got a multi-hit game as well for the Battle Jacks.
Yeah, he's been the toughest hitter to get out all season for the Battle Creek Battle Jacks at a .341 batting average.
The 3-0 delivery misses low and away, a 4-pitch free pass to the fastest hitter as well in the order for Battle Creek. We'll see if he takes off at any point in this battle between Dermody and Ben Firenze.
Yeah, he's got 31 steals on the season, does Alex Fernandez, including his one today. He's been caught 4 times. OBP entering today of .489. That's probably shading up above .490 now on the season.
You see Evan Palmer with no glove, and there's no catcher behind the bullpen mound. He's just pacing around on the hill now, standing and watching the game from that spot. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Firenze on the inside corner from Dermody is called a strike. The Rafters come up in the ninth. They'll bring 5-6-7, Teal, Buchanan, and McElfatrick to the dish. The 0-1. This one misses up and away. Count evens here on the Battle Creek shortstop at 1-1. Wisconsin Rapids back here again tomorrow night, 6:35 Eastern, with these Battle Jacks, the fourth and final matchup between the two clubs this summer. 1-1 delivery misses outside from Dermody. A good spot, though, says Cashel Duggar. Count now falls 2-1. Saw Kalamazoo for 2 earlier this week. They will come to Winter Field. They have yet to come to Wisconsin Rapids this summer. They'll be here Thursday, Friday, August 1st and 2nd in just a couple of weeks. 2-1 count here. Colin Dermody cannot afford to generate another 3-ball count in this appearance.
Absolutely not. Trying to get a clean eighth inning as he checks in on Fernandez at first base, but this is something that we've seen for the Raptors in terms of their bullpen often, is that when they get to the eighth and ninth innings, things start to fall apart. It's the fourth or fifth time through the lineup for the offense, and the offense just sees the pitches a lot better.
2-1, Firenze popping this one straight back. Duggar not even bothering to ditch the mask. He knows this one is out of play. Count evens 2-2.
And for J.C. Dermody, looking to right the ship after not a great statistical performance over in Green Bay, but to your point, Andy, he did do his job and help the Raptors secure a victory. But here in Battle Creek, things are a lot closer.
Dermody coming set, but a quick just step off the back of the rubber and fire to first, showing his different variants of moves. Look to see if he could turn a double play ball. This would be a tough combo over at first in the box to turn 2-on, though. Dermody set. Long stare over to Fernandez at first base, the 2-2. This one driven in the air center field, sending Aiden Teal back, but it's nothing he can't handle. Camping underneath it and tracking to make the catch for the first out of the frame.
And that's exactly what he needed. And like we saw from Maddox Thorne earlier, it's not like you need a strikeout on a 2-2 pitch. You just need to induce contact that your defense can handle. We saw Maddox do that to a T through 6 frames. And now Dermody adopting some of that mentality here in the home half of the eighth inning.
Could get out of it here with 1 delivery from Dermody. Cody Holtick in his second game with Battle Creek. He'll have to wait on the first delivery, though. Another pickoff move from Dermody over to first base.
That was from the windup. No quick sling from JC. Fernandez being kept honest. Let's see if he tries and takes second base for his 32nd steal.
Once again, another one of those just back off the rubber. No full leg kick there over to first. Two moves from Dermody over to the one bag before even firing one home to the right-handed hitting Holtzik. JC set. Here it comes. Runner takes off for second on a leg kick. Swing and a miss. But not giving Duggar much of a chance. Dermody not going to the slide step, so Cashel will eat it behind home plate, and there is the 32nd steal of the season for Fernandez.
Absolutely excellent jump. As soon as he went and I saw Dermody go through the full line, there was no way, there was no chance that Cashel would be able to make the throw. But he did get a swinging strike, did JC, so he is ahead in the count with Fernandez on second base.
The 0-1, he takes off for third, swing and a miss. Duggar's throw to the bag is in time! Fernandez caught stealing for the fifth time this season. Cashel Duggar denies and says no. That's the second out of the inning.
Absolute bullet of a throw from Cashel Duggar. That is exactly what the doctor ordered for Wisconsin Rapids. No balls and two strikes, made even more impressive by Cash stepping back behind the hitter and then firing the baseball. He took an extra second to set his feet and deliver a great throw. That is exactly what he did.
The payoff pitch, nothing and two from Dermody. This one hit in the air, right field. It is going to touch down in front of Gaz for a base hit. Even more important now that Duggar was able to throw him out. If he had gotten third, obviously would have scored there. But you wonder if Fernandez would have been sent on that base knocked right field. It did get down quickly on Gaz, but down by five runs, why not? Would you have seen them test Gaz's arm there? Not sure. Obviously, we won't know if that not happening, but
if he was safe at third base, he would have scored for sure.
Even being at second, we will never know the answer to that. As the first pitch to the DH, Caden Wotypka misses low and inside. Wotypka played in both games back in Wisconsin Rapids in June, one as the left fielder, the other as the DH. 1-0 count. Two outs, 7-2 Rafters, bottom eight. Wotypka swinging away. He fouls this one down the first base side and out of play to even it at 1-1.
Is he Dermody doing a good job of bouncing back in counts in which he does seed the first ball for 1-0? He got back even 1-1 against the best power hitter, the best run producer for Battle Creek this season.
The 1-1 delivery. This one tapped on the ground, left side of the infield. Mason Onati lets the hop come to him. He'll field and throw to second. Mac O'Fatrick covering. It is an inning-ending 5-4, fielder's choice. J.C. Dermody faces one over the minimum, a huge caught stealing. Cashel Duggar throwing out Alex Fernandez. That's the highlights here in the home half of the eighth inning. We head to the ninth here in Battle Creek. Rafters 7, Battle Jacks 2, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens?
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swift Water Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
1-0 the count to begin the top of the ninth on Aiden Teal, a lefty-on-lefty battle. Connor Foley back to the hill for Battle Creek. The 1-0 delivery misses up and in as well. Two balls, no strikes on the Virginia Cavaliers. 7-2 Raptors here from MCCU Field. Andy Akapor returning to you here on WFHR. Each team with seven hits. The big difference, though, out on that scoreboard, five errors for the Battle Jacks, none for Wisconsin Rapids as the 2-0 delivery misses downstairs for ball three.
Teal's already reached base a couple of times, but is in danger of ending his back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back two-hit outings for Wisconsin Rapids.
3-0 on the outside corner. Aiden's going to get a good pitch here, hopefully on the 3-1 to change that.
235, same side splits against left-handed for Aiden Teal, but he does have a homer against the southpaw.
3-1 pitch. This one shot in the air to left field, giving Chase Holtick down the line. That's a fair ball. Aiden Teal hit the first base bag. He'll get into second standing. There it is, another multi-hit game for Aiden Teal, a leadoff double in the top of the ninth frame.
This guy just keeps hitting. It's so impressive, and that swing in particular, lefty lefty, like you said, Andy, what does he do? He shoots the ball the other way, an absolutely fantastic at bat to give himself a pitch that he likes, that he shortens up, he shortens out, and then he punches it in the other direction. Aiden Teal, man, I just think, what if he was here since day one? What kind of accolades, what would he bring to Wisconsin Rapids?
He'd be an all-star for sure, and I feel pretty comfortable saying that on the air right now. Unfortunately, joining the team toward the end of June, the back end of the first half in Green Bay in that 25th and 26th series of June. Walker Buchanan in the box. The first delivery to Aiden's Virginia teammate is in there for a called strike on a fastball from Foley.
After a series where we saw nine total Cavaliers between the Kalamazoo Growlers and your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. One UVA mention here, but I don't think anyone on the roster for Battle Creek.
Not that I can recall, not that I can see in front of me either, as the 0-1 misses down the dirt, count evening at a ball and a strike.
Buchanan so far on the day had that fielder's choice RBI. If it was an RBI, there was an error involved.
On deck after Walker is Owen McElfatrick. Foley's 1-1 home. Buchanan in the air, right field, giving chase near the line is Garrett Swan out by the tarp, but it's going to end up on the concourse, or what is a concourse, down the first baseline here at MCCU Field. Now a 1-2 count on the Raptor left fielder.
Buchanan, other than that fielder's choice play, flew out, grounded out, and struck out. The K being the final out of the seventh inning. That was against Lincoln McVicker.
One ball, two strikes. Walker with a runner out in scoring position. Raptors looking to extend their five-run lead. J.C. Dermody, two innings of scoreless work out of the stable. We'll see if it's Parmer in the ninth. Teal takes off for third on this 1-2 delivery. Breaking ball missing low in the dirt. Blocked by Schaefer, but he eats it. And Teal is into third without a throw. 2-2 the count now on Buchanan.
And another thing that Aiden Teal brings is the speed factor. You see it on defense. You see it on the base paths. Number 11 for Aiden Teal on the season.
Just 90 feet away now. Walker just needs to hit a long fly ball into the outfield. Instead, he's going to hit a liner to short. Fiorenzi back in the hole in shallow left center grass. He'll throw to first in time. Teal comes in to score. It's another RBI for the Raptors this evening. Buchanan brings home Teal on a 6-3 putout to make it 8-2 Wisconsin Rapids.
Exactly what Buchanan needed to do. He hit the ball pretty hard, and it backed up Fiorenzi at shortstop. There's no way Fiorenzi would be able to get Aiden Teal out. It's 8-2. Wisconsin Rapids get some insurance. It's no longer, it wasn't really a save situation entering the frame, but more insurance is never going to be said no to for Wisconsin Rapids. So that brings Landon Gass to the batter's box. Or should say, McElfatrick to the batter's box.
The first pitch to the seven-hole hitter in the Raptor order. Misses for ball one from Foley. One out, bases empty. Teal and Buchanan. The Virginia Cavaliers doing quick work and putting up another run on the board for Wisconsin Rapids. 1-0 pitch, dribbled on the ground over to second. Backhand by Griffith. He'll gather and throw to first in time. Taking care of his second base counterpart is Sam Griffith. Two down here in the ninth.
Nice little play there from Sam Griffith to get out number two on the backhand. He watched the ball on a couple of hops into the webbing of his glove, then a sidearm sling. Now, I do believe Landon Gass will try to the batter's box. He's trying to notch his third knock of the ball game.
Yeah, and two doubles for Landon this evening. The UC Irvine Anteater by far his best game as a Rafter up to this point, and will look to restart this Wisconsin Rapids offense with two away in their final offensive frame of the evening, or at least so they're hoping. First pitch from Foley, off-speed missing down in the dirt for ball one on Gavs.
So, Andy, interesting conundrum here on the pitching side. Do you send out J.C. Dermody out, or do you bring in your stopper, Evan Palmer, with a six-run lead?
This is a cop-out answer, but I'd say it's one of those where you trot him out there, and if you get into any danger, that's when you go to Palmer. If you don't have to use him tonight, I wouldn't do so. Count now 2-0 on Gavs.
Yeah, I think that's the right call with J.C. being able to work in and out of trouble in his past two innings. Hasn't had to throw too many pitches either.
The 2-0 delivery, Gavs swings right through that fastball, was sitting on it, but just tardy to make it 2-1.
And I think always the calculation in this ballgame was to give Dermody three or more. I don't think anyone expected Maddox Thornton to go out there and be as efficient as he was and toss six sterling frames. Have to imagine it was probably going to be a 4-3 situation. At least that was the mentality going into the ballgame.
2-1 from Foley, misses low and outside. A perfect hitter's count here for Landon Gavs. Three balls and a strike, two outs, nobody on the bases. It's 8-2 Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the ninth. If you're just joining us, Rafters looking to win the first of this two-game set at MCCU Field. 3-1 pitch driven in the air center field. It sends Alex Fernandez in, and he'll make the grab to retire the side. Wisconsin Rapids adding an insurance run, sending four to the plate here in the ninth inning. At Aiden Teal leadoff double, he's brought home on a ground out from Walker Buchanan. It is J.C. Dermody trotting out to the hill for the home half. When we return, the Rafters three outs away from their second win in as many days and here on this Michigan trip. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom nine, a chance for the Rafters to close this one out. 8-2 over the Battle Jacks from MCCU Field. First pitch from the Rafter left-hander J.C. Dermody to Silas Schaefer, misses upstairs for ball one. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor returning to you here on WFHR, 47th. Game this season. 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. Dermody's even the count here at 1-1.
And Andy, we were talking about either Dermody or Evan Palmer. Looks like field manager Kurt Schreider and pitching coach Mike Spears agreed with you. JC, only 33 pitches through two frames, allowed just one hit. See if he can close down the ballgame.
1-1, Schaefer hits this one in the air center field. It sends Aiden Teal back, but not a problem for the Rafter star center fielder to make the catch for the first out of the inning.
By the way, do have confirmation that one of our fellow interns is listening to this ballgame. Abby Luka, our scoreboard operator and graphic designer, who has been hard at work designing baseball cards for all of us interns, is tuning into the game. So shout out to Abby. Thank you for tuning in to WFHR.
Yes. Thank you so much, Abby. Looking forward to getting back to Witter Field with you and the rest of our wonderful crew Thursday night against Wausau. First pitch from Dermody into Xavier Ulrich, misses outside for ball one.
Though I'm surprised that Abby is not embracing the Faith and Family Night that's going on at Witterfield.
Yeah, right now in Wisconsin Rapids, if you're tuning in from Rapids, probably hearing it somewhere in the town as the 1-0 swung on a miscount, evening at a ball and a strike.
Dermody getting that key first out in the ninth inning. Remember back to the ninth yesterday, Cannon Restein didn't have to dance around too much danger against Kalamazoo, got that first out.
1-0 to Ulrich, hit in the air, first base side. Arroyo given a jog near the grandstands that hits the topping, though. Out of play, count now 1-2.
JC, one strikeout to three walks in his 2 1/3 so far, but I think not using Parmer is obviously the right call if JC does get out of this. Two pitchers in a ballgame and five pitchers in the last two, including yesterday. Small feat for them.
As the 1-2 to Ulrich, in there for a called third strike. A nice slider that worked its way from the outer third to right down the chute for Dermody. Two up, two down in this ninth inning. I think, too, to echo your point, Colin, we look at how trips started. Three pitchers in the first three innings on Sunday night in Kalamazoo. We could have it where we have two in the entire game here in Battle Creek to open up this series.
And those three pitchers combining for over 100 pitches in those first three frames.
Dermody, first delivery into Jacob Brown in the air, right center field. It's Aiden Teal to make the catch and end the ball game. Wisconsin Rapids wins it. A under 3 hour contest here tonight at MCCU Field. JC Dermody works a 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth inning, and the Rafters have won two straight here in Michigan. Eight runs on eight hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Two runs, seven hits, five errors for Battle Creek. We'll be back in about 4 minutes or so for your official postgame show of Rafter Baseball here from the MCCU Press Box on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee, putting Wisconsin in the spotlight. We're there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Republicans' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Join us live this week from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee. A nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My money tip today, never make a major purchase based solely on the monthly payment number. You know, whether it's like a splurge buy now, pay later thing that you think, well, maybe that is possible, or a car payment that kind of sort of fits in your budget if you look at it sideways. It's super tempting to be optimistic, I know. Whenever I want something, I think, I could probably make that work. but that can lead to a world of financial trouble down the road. So before you buy anything with a monthly payment, make sure you consider the long-term implications. Like, is this really in the budget, including your savings goals? When you can, I recommend waiting a couple of days before you buy something big. And of course, checking it against your budget. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Until next time, take good care.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFA.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach. Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Yesterday, Kersenberry came in and then Bryson Moore, but also doing it without relying on the long ball. This is something that I've talked about on my streams at home as well. Sometimes the Rafters are hitting home runs like nobody's business, but when we're on the road, that doesn't happen as much. The Rafters, 10 homers on the road, 27 at home this season, but they show they didn't need that today. They had some clutch doubles. We saw Landon Gaz with a couple, Aiden Teal had one as well, but they were driving in runs with groundouts, with sac flies, with fielder's choices. That's the way you win ball games when the power isn't happening on the road. And the fact that Wisconsin Rapids was able to do that here today against Battle Creek, take advantage of some iffy pitching like we talked about in our pregame show, they did everything right today. You can't pinpoint one thing and say, well, I wish they did this better, or well, I wish they didn't capitalize on this, because they did everything right today. And this is the kind of win that you look back on and you're like, yes, this is what Rafters baseball on the road should be like going forward.
You mentioned Landon Gaz, a multi-hit game, a pair of doubles, his biggest game as a Rafter today. How about Aiden Teal? Yet another multi-hit game for the Virginia Cavalier and center fielder for your Rafters, which included a leadoff double in the ninth inning. He later came in to score. Two in the fourth, three in the fifth, two in the eighth, and one in the ninth for Wisconsin Rapids. Battle Creek putting up their two runs this evening with one in the bottom half of the fourth and one in the bottom of inning six. Maddox Thornton, the start and the win tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. Six frames, allowing six hits, two earned runs, not walking a Battle Creek hitter and striking out two, throwing 69 pitches, followed up with three innings from the southpaw J.C. Dermody, committed to Wichita State in the fall. The left-hander in his second outing with the team, going three innings, allowing one hit, no runs. He walked three and struck out two on 41 pitches. Cullen, so big for the Raptors to just use two arms in tonight's ball game, being super efficient. They have their bullpen to do whatever they want with tomorrow in the series and trip finale.
And Andy, the phrase one pitch, one out was uttered so many times today, and that is the key thing. And we talked about it on the stream today. Maddox Thornton didn't need to go out there and say, I'm going to strike out every single batter, because what he did was induce weak contact on the ground. And the key thing here, the key difference, the dichotomy between these two teams is that Battle Creek could not trust their defense today, and Wisconsin Rapids could. We saw Mason Onati make play after play at third base, Owen McElfatcher at second base, Kyler McIntosh at shortstop. And Battle Creek could not trust their middle infielders today, and their third baseman was Rapids could. Maddox Thornton induced balls on the ground, got key double plays, and that's why the Raptors' pitching was so much better than Battle Creek today.
Camden Martindale, the start and the loss. He falls to 1-4 in the season, 4 1/3, allowing 4 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 3 walks, no punchouts on 89 pitches. Lincoln McVicker then with 2 2/3, and Connor Foley, the left-hander, getting the final 2 outs out of the bullpen. Time of the game tonight, 2 hours, 49 minutes. 447 the marked attendance here at MCCU Field, 83 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch. Once again, 8 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 9 left on the bases for Wisconsin Rapids tonight. They've now won 2 straight in Michigan, 2 runs on 7 hits, 5 errors, 5 left on for Battle Creek. They look to sweep the Battle Jacks and go 4-0 against Battle Creek this season. Tomorrow night, 6:35 Eastern, here from MCCU Field, another 6:25 pregame show with the two of us here on WFHR. Whether you tuned in on your FM AM dials tonight at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps, thank you so much for listening to this presentation of Raptor Baseball on WFHR locally grown radio. The Raptors improved to 8-6 in the second half and 23-24 in the season. Battle Creek falls to 6 wins and 9 losses, 25-26 on the campaign. Once again, we'll be back here tomorrow night from MCCU Field. Raptors win, drive home safely. Thank you so much yet again, and we'll see you soon.
You've been listening to Raptor Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. RNC speakers Tuesday focused on immigration. The GOP platform calls for the largest deportation in American history. Christine Newman-Ortiz is a Milwaukee-based advocate for refugees and other immigrants.
We We are not afraid of those that demonize us and promote hate and violence and division.
She spoke in front of a large group of protesters. And 60 years later, officials have solved a cold case. Wayne Pratt was found with dozens of stab wounds in Winnebago County back in June of 1963. Authorities had a few suspects and they've reopened the case a few times. But finally, with advancements in DNA technology, they've identified their killer. The Winnebago County Sheriff says the killer's name is William Doxeter, and he was on that original suspect list. Unfortunately, Doxeter won't face justice. He died 2 years ago. But now, Pratt's case is closed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After a traumatic couple days, it's time for our country to come together and try to heal. Of course, I'm talking about Ingrid Andress' performance of our national anthem before the Home Run Derby at Monday's MLB All-Star festivities. The performance was not only potentially the worst version of the song ever performed, but possibly the worst version of any song ever performed. It's bad even if she's never had lessons, and after witnessing that performance, well, there's no way she's ever had lessons. She made the Hawk Tua girl sound like a virtuoso. Andress, a Grammy-nominated singer, quickly put out a statement the next day for damage control, saying, "I'm not going to bullshit, y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need." Good for you, Ingrid. Admitting you have a problem is the first step. Hopefully, whatever facility she attends will provide excellent voice lessons. She might also want to cut back on the booze. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats, family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. And upper 70s with more sunshine Thursday. Mostly sunny and upper 70s to near 80 by Friday. Saturday and Sunday, a slight chance of showers, highs close to 80. Right now it's 73.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Camping, America's pastime.
The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Stuff coming up for you to wrap up the show. Alice in Chains from their Unplugged album. Right now, I want to get into a little bit of a Lenny Kravitz. And man, Lenny Kravitz's It Ain't Over Till It's Over is a song written and produced and performed by the wonderful American musician Lenny Kravitz from his second studio album, Mama Said, from 1991. The song is a mid-tempo ballad inspired by Motown and Philly soul and Earth, Wind, and Fire. And particularly important that part because the horn line you hear in here is from Phoenix Horns from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Here's Lenny Kravitz, It Ain't Over Till It's Over, on Unlabeled here at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
Such a smooth ending to that one. Lenny Kravitz, It Ain't Over Till It's Over. Well, our tape is over for this one. We're going to have to flip it to the next side next week. But we are going to wrap up with a great one. And we're going to have some fun as we're wrapping up Unlabeled over the next couple of weeks. We're going to focus on the Unplugged concert series that MTV did, featuring some great artists from that coming up. And my personal favorite from that series was Alice in Chains when they did their version of it in 1996. The MTV Unplugged concert was the first and the only time that they did this particular song live. We are going to do Over Now. It's a song by Alice in Chains, written by Jerry Cantrell. And one of the few songs Cantrell does the lead vocals on, and Lane is more of the backup vocalist and harmonizer. Jerry Cantrell did perform this song again 23 years later at a solo concert in Pico Union Project in Los Angeles. Get more of your requests to us, everybody. James.Mailoff@civicmedia.us. Want to play your 90s hits. Thanks so much for joining us and spreading the word of the show. Here is Alice in Chains, Over Now.
But I can reach somehow.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Pat Kreitlow. Wednesday morning, longtime Democratic strategist Joe Trippi gives us his perspective on whether the messages at the Republican convention are landing. Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
On good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got
to
be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be. The middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
Battleground. Purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
With combined decades of experience, the team at ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report at the Republican National Convention. Former President Donald Trump shows up for a second night. CBS's Nora O'Donnell and Major Garrett pointing out.
Continues to have his ear bandaged following that attempted assassination attempt. And a number of the delegates showing their support tonight by making some makeshift
impromptu headgear to resemble that, indeed.
Former Trump challenger Nikki Haley saying just a short time ago that for the sake of our nation, we have to go with Donald Trump. Earlier, Congressman Steve Scalise told delegates that when
grown
he
radio,
was wounded
WFHR,
in a politically motivated shooting in 2017, former President
Wisconsin
Trump came
Rapids,
to the hospital
and always
to
streaming
his
on
family
the Civic Media
and
app.
On another Trump